This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. One of the defining characteristics of this economy in this pandemic has been how unevenly the pain has been distributed, disproportionately hitting low-wage workers, workers in service businesses, people of color, all of whom have been hit harder than white-collar workers who can stay home and still get the job done. And then women, maybe most of all, millions have left the workforce or have been forced to leave since this thing started. And as Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reports, new research shows mothers in particular are being penalized at work.
Researchers used data from a federal study of thousands of baby boomers surveyed over more than four decades.
Specifically looking at the number of people that they later managed during their early to mid-careers.
Author Jill Yavorsky is a sociologist at University of North Carolina, Charlotte. She found that those with higher GPAs in high school ended up supervising more employees later in their careers, with men managing more people than women by a small margin. But when she looked at parents, the gender gap was much wider.
Among those who earned a 4.0 GPA, fathers managed nearly five times the number of people that mothers do.
In fact, mothers who got straight A's ended up with the same leadership opportunities as dads who got failing grades. And the gap persisted, even when correcting for employment history. Kristen Rowe Finkbeiner directs the nonprofit group Moms Rising.
We hear stories all the time about the motherhood penalty. People who have equal resumes, equal job experiences, making significantly less than their male counterparts.
Research suggests it's not just the unequal sharing of parenting duties that hurts moms' careers, but cultural biases, which lead to dramatic hiring and pay disparities. Caitlin Collins is a sociologist at Washington University.
We think of men as being all the more capable and competent on the job once they become fathers in the U.S., where women are considered categorically less capable and committed on the job once they become mothers.
During the pandemic, many mothers have been forced to pull back from work to care for kids, often because they make less than a male partner, perpetuating a vicious cycle. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.